Judith Schulz went to church Sunday.
Good morning. Good morning.
Just as she, her late parents, and scores of other relatives have done for decades. But Schulz didn't realize just how deep her roots were until she volunteered to serve as church historian a few years ago in advance of the congregation's 175th anniversary. On a trip to the courthouse one day to examine a building deed signed by church leaders back in 1870, the signature of one W.G. Roberts popped out.
I was silent for I don't know how long, because that's my great-great-great-grandfather, and I had no idea that he was connected to the church.
That discovery ignited a passion to learn more. By reading the pages of the minutes of decades-old church committee meetings, Schulz made a startling discovery. Buried in an interior wall behind layers of paint, plaster, and brick was a long-forgotten cornerstone box that had come from an original church. In a ceremony Sunday that was witnessed by about 100 church members and guests, the box was carefully sawed open and the contents examined, yielding even stronger bonds with the past. That long history seems to permeate the sanctuary, says the church's pastor, Brad Van Fossen.
There is a sense of being surrounded by generations of God's saints and not just by the people who are in the room at the time. And there's a strong sense of that here.
Early church members included S.C. Johnson, the founder of the Racine-based company that bears his name. For Schulz, just being at church gives her a greater connection with the past and a sense of comfort.
When I come here, this is the home. This is where I can find them because they helped build this.
For Wisconsin Public Radio in Racine, I'm David Cole.